Hey, the former MVP had surgery on his right knee and might be back for the end of the regular season. The timetable for a return has been set at 4 to 6 weeks. The Golden State Warriors haven't struggled until now. They ended the first half as the only team with single digits in the loss column, but that has changed with this current six-game road trip. They've gone 1-2 thus far and are trying to bounce back from a loss in Cleveland last night. Next up will be the Raptors. Toronto currently riding a three-game skid. Head coach Dwayne Casey said one way to stop it is to try to counter the Warriors' balance.
Golden State, they walk in the gym, it's a good shot for those guys, and usually it's four or five guys on the court at all times that can make shots, so if they put Spates at the five, who's really a small four, so they're a tough team.
The Cavaliers are back in action as well. They take on the Pacers in Indiana, but Kyrie Irving is out with a strained shoulder. He's listed as day-to-day. The defending champion Spurs have hit a rough patch. They've dropped four in a row on their long rodeo road trip. They're in Sacramento tonight looking to avoid their longest skid in 4 years. Tim Duncan said it's almost uncharted waters for them.
We're not used to losing like this consecutively. We come out of the break and feeling pretty good and just kind of stumble out of the break. Some tough losses, but games that we could have and probably should have won. So that in itself is bothersome.
From baseball, Melvin Upton, formerly known as BJ, is out 4 to 6 weeks due to inflammation in his foot, and the cuts continue in the NFL. A couple of wide receivers are looking for new homes. The Dolphins have released Brian Hartline, and the Falcons opened up some cap space, cutting Harry Douglas, which will save them $3.5 million. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, this is Brandon Tierney.
And I'm Tiki Barber.
We're talking sports with you weekdays here from 9 to noon Eastern. Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Join the CS Noon Lions Club this evening at 6:30 at the Brazos County Expo Center for the Honoring Our Heroes Dinner and Concert featuring Neil McCoy. Visit csnoonlions.org for reservations. The third annual Young Lady Success Seminar will be held tomorrow from 8:30 to 2 at the Blinn College Student Center. Essay and registration details are at yl-success.com. The Brazos Valley Farmers Market Association offers fresh, locally grown vegetables and fruits for sale every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to noon on the corner of Texas Avenue and William J. Bryan Parkway. GroundShuttle.com offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. GroundShuttle.com, let us do the driving. Today, mostly cloudy and 44. Tonight, slight chance of rain, cloudy and 33. Want to listen to A&M football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer on your phone? Visit RadioAggieland.com.
I wanted to go back to college.
I didn't have the money.
I had a kid.
Two kids, actually.
I had to take care of my mom.
I had to work, like now.
I'm allergic to being in debt.
I had more pressing priorities.
Hey, life got in the way.
If something happened to get in the way of earning your degree, check out WGU Texas. At WGU Texas, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree online. It's a degree employers respect. In business, IT, nursing, or teaching. You'll move quickly through what you already know, so you can focus on what you still need to learn. Which means you can earn your degree faster and for about half the cost of most online universities. WGU Texas, education that works for you. Visit texas.wgu.edu to apply or learn more.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your play-by-play game plan. Doubleheader of Aggie softball today as the ladies host Boston University at 3 on KAGC 1510 and Illinois State at 515 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The A&M Consolidated girls take on Lumberton at 3:30 and Rudder faces Barbers Hill at 5. Both of those games are on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And Aggie baseball kicks off a three-game series against Dartmouth at 6:30 right here on the Zone. To find out when your favorite teams are on the air next, go to the play-by-play section on Zone1150.com. And that's been your play-by-play game plan. I'm Zach Taylor.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
We are back. Second hour. The Hoops Hour today. Of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo. We are brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming this season at mscopus.org. Lots of great events. Check that out. Again, mscopus.org. You can text us, 229-1939. What's on your mind on this Friday? It's a little chilly. It's a little cold out there, Primo.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know if I like that.
And it's when it warms up, the forecast has rain. My golf clubs are getting really fed
up. Well, I was talking to Emily, who's from Michigan, earlier, and she said, she was like, what's the deal? It's not supposed to be like this. And I said, well, no, this is our winter. It does this for 1 week, and then we'll be fine.
We do always have that late.
We have like, 1 week.
You think, oh, wow, look, spring may be coming, and then the coldest week of the year hits. Yeah. That is a pattern we hit sometimes.
Yeah, and, it's only a week. I said, it'll be only a week, and then whatever weekend in March you have plans, it'll be that weekend.
Yeah, there is one more probably. Maybe not quite to this extent.
No, but we have our winter is 1 week, and then a frozen weekend in March or April. So we got that going on.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what's on your mind? Text us 229-1939. We'll weigh in. We'll settle your debates. We'll settle your bar bets. Whatever you're trying to settle, or maybe you have questions for us. We'll answer those too. So at the women's game first, Primo, and neither one of us were there, so we're not going to dive into it and act like we were. But tough game last night, and the loss itself almost doesn't matter, given...
Ooh, you think because... No, go ahead, because I was going to say...
Well, I was going to say, given the injury to Jordan Jones, the loss itself wasn't what hurt last
winning, time. Winning, but going... Yeah, if you could keep everything the same and win... Or everything stays the same, but you win, you still lose Jordan Jones. Yeah, maybe in the end it wouldn't matter. But what I was going to say was, they're not hosting, right? They're 24th in the RPI. There's no way now they're going to host, so they're going to get shipped. There's still a little season, and obviously the SEC tournament left. Something crazy could happen, and they could play their way back into a host 16 top 16 spot. But right now, this is a team that they're not only not going to host, their first-round game could be a matchup. And talking about the NCAA tournament.
Quite frankly, I haven't been following that enough to say for sure. And I see some sure on Monday will update us with everything there. But just to have the injury last night, and I know one of the worst feelings in sports, and it's one that's kind of unique, really. It can happen in baseball, but you don't see this in football, is where the crowd is so quiet that you can hear the injured player, and this was the case last night.
Right. Yeah, it can happen in baseball. It obviously can happen in basketball. It's pretty hard, even in a silent football stadium, the distances you're dealing with, especially if you're outdoors, not too many times you would ever hear anything from a football field. Yeah, and this was bad. I mean, it's just the whole thing just sounds terrible. And, I don't know if A&M's released any results. I'm sure it'll be a day or two before they even know anything about Jordan Jones' status.
Cease was checking, but last I knew we hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I know some of y'all have asked about that.
They're probably not. I mean, and realistically, they may not know for sure until even, Saturday or Sunday. The way these MRIs and, the full diagnosis works.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound good. And, I mean, we don't want to play doctor. But even if she's only out a week or two, I mean, it's not a good time for a team in their situation. Not playing to get in the tournament. They're going to be in the tournament. And, if I had to bet now, I'd say, they're going to be in the tournament. They're going to win their first-round game. But a team playing, so on that teetering line between hosting the first and second round or not hosting, I mean, the timing is just terrible. And, I mean, you feel bad for her. You feel bad for the team. And now it's just a question of what can the team do without her. And they got a little taste of it, you know, yesterday or last night.
Yeah.
They lost. But the truth is, as I look at the story, as I'm reading Cease's story and look at what they did, they actually played fairly well without her, maybe even a little better than they would have expected. A couple mistakes cost them at the end, but obviously it's going to be a tough task for them now to move on and clinch and I'm boiling the whole thing down to as if it's a successful season if they host or not. I just look at that as that's the biggest thing right now they're playing for more than anything else, is that chance to host those two sites. And it's still within reach,
yeah.
But man, the team will have to grow up a lot without without their point guard.
We have had a text talking about someone said last night went to their first women's game in about 4 years.
And right.
So the atmosphere was different. I know the teams are different, but said he noticed or she noticed every time that we went on a run and got a big lead, the Yell Leaders were involved, and then Mizzou would score, and then it wouldn't get loud again until the thing.
He goes, yeah, I feel like up and down.
He's saying, I feel like the Yell Leaders aren't keeping the fans as involved as they used to. What do y'all think? It may have just been that last night, but hasn't been there that much. For me, I think for women's basketball, for A&M, it's been I think the reason it would be like that, and again, I wasn't there, but my guess would be that it's been a good season, but not a great season. And frankly, it's hard for A&M fans to get that psyched up for an opponent like Missouri when you're used to being better than they are.
Right.
You know, they're used to being in the mix. Like, you knew A&M was going to host. It was all about, were they a one or a two or
right.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I think that would probably be the bigger reason for me.
Probably. I mean, there's so many things that go into the
yeah.
dynamic of a crowd. I can't
well,
say. I mean,
and then after the Jones injury, it's hard to get back into
gosh,
it. And that happened in the first half, I believe.
That will suck.
So.
I mean, especially a group of fans who know that team
yeah.
and know, man, I mean, that's like losing
well,
your quarterback.
There's no question. The women's crowd is a very loyal group.
Right,
they know everything
right.
about that team. So,
yeah.
Yeah, tough night for them last night. The men, we'll move over to men's basketball, they have what shouldn't be a tough game. But they're to the point where every game is a tough game.
I was gonna say, man, they got to come out and they can't. They're right there, man.
Yeah.
They're still there.
They're there.
That rally to make that a game at Arkansas. I mean, they're 31st, I think, in
yeah.
the RPI.
Well, and this is what I've been telling
they're
people.
Right
I tell
there.
People this every Friday, Primo, and then during the week and stuff. It's always, what does A&M have to do to make the tournament? And the answer we give different
Win.
Things. But the other thing, the bigger thing is, it depends on what everyone else.
A lot of things are. Have
and
to fall into place.
For A&M but, this week, even though they lost to Arkansas, it was a good week. They are now further
week.
From the cut line than they were a week ago.
They're 31st.
Yeah.
That's in.
Yeah, right now.
Bottom line, that is in.
I just posted, and we're talking about this next segment. Every Friday we do the, you know, who are A&M fans for this weekend.
Right.
But the big one that fans need to be for, if you care, is A&M. You got to get to the game tomorrow.
Seriously,
because,
man.
You know, they're trying to do a big push. I saw this earlier, and I feel bad for them. Because I did a big push earlier. They put a YouTube video out. It was like,
right.
No one studies on Saturday. It's time to come to the game. And by the way, this game is – there are no excuses for this one. This one is Saturday night.
7:30 p.m. Saturday night.
You're not doing anything.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Other than
– That's the question. What are you doing
helping
if
carry
you're not
a team
going
to
this?
The promised land.
Yeah. They only have two home games left. This one
right.
and next Saturday. Even if you haven't been all season, tickets are pretty cheap. My family's coming in town, we're all going. There's even discounts if you were in the military or someone in your family was in the military. You can get, I think those are five. I think those are five bucks. So you can get in pretty cheap if you got someone there.
Find it.
But they did this YouTube video thing of like, what are you doing? Come to the game, psych up video. As of a couple hours ago, Primo, 168 views on that video. So that doesn't bode real well for the crowd tomorrow night. But the thing is, and this is the deal, if you can't complain about the team not being good and then not go when they're doing good.
Really,
that's what annoys
you. You really probably should shut your mouth
yeah.
if you're not going to the games.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you live out of state, okay, but you follow all the games, you even listen on the radio, I'd give a pass for that. But
well,
if
yeah.
you're within a day trip, I mean, you got to go at least once a year.
Well, and here's the big thing to me, Primo, is if you don't go when they're bad, that's fine. No one wants to go watch crappy basketball.
No, it's who does.
But yeah. You've got to go when they get good again.
They're good.
And right now, they're pretty good.
They're good.
They're third in the SEC. If the season ended, they'd be fourth, whatever. But that's a technicality. And this game tomorrow night is, again, it's Auburn. Who cares? But for it doesn't matter who the opponent is.
This is about
A&M.
They could be playing somebody's junior high.
And they got to win this one to get to Florida and then get to Alabama. And
right.
If they win those three, they're in, I think, for sure. If they win two of them, I think they're in 80%. Then they get dicier after that. But
And that's why it's a weird position, because I say they're in today. The season doesn't end today.
No, the season does not end today.
And they are still in that position where a loss is not going to help. I mean, it could be a crippling kind of loss that puts them back on the bubble. But what I'm saying is they're not on the bubble right now. They're in.
Yeah.
And if they got 10,000, 11,000, 12,000 tomorrow night and bury Auburn.
Shoot, 8,000, Primo, would be a big improvement of what they've had lately.
Yeah. I mean, it is frustrating because – you know, I unfortunately can't go. It's just physically incapable.
Well, you literally have to work.
I mean, I guess I could hook up. I could get Ben, our computer guy, to hook me up a fancy laptop, and I could be there working on pages. But then I'm going to blow deadline and be all bad for me.
Yeah.
You got to go. I mean, you just have. If you can go, you've got to go, because I guarantee you, I don't know what the line is yet. I haven't seen it. I could maybe find it. I'm betting the rent money if they get more than 10,000 on A&M. There's no way, because that team has shown that they're not going to be shocked by their own home crowd. You know, they've played in front of some terrible crowds. So there's a chance that a team that never sees a big crowd could get a little wide-eyed by a big crowd. They're not that team. You show up, every person that shows up beyond 10,000 is just going to make them that much better. They've shown that already, that they feed off the crowd. They know how to do that. So if you want to see some NCAA tournament basketball, you don't want to have to listen to your buddies give you a hard time because A&M didn't get in again.
Yeah.
Show up.
I mean, we don't have a line for that game yet. My guess is A&M probably favored by, I don't know, 5 or 6.
And look, we don't get paid. We don't get a percentage off these tickets.
No.
So we're
in fact, I'm paying to go to the game tomorrow. I'm not covering it. I got to give them some money.
Right.
What's the deal there?
We just want some tournament basketball around here.
Yeah, if anyone at the basketball office wants to give me some free tickets for that rant, feel free. You've got my number. But, no, the Bloom family is coming into town. We will be there tomorrow. Like I said, it's a big game, and the opponent doesn't matter. This is a big game for A&M because win, and they get you one step closer to the only thing that matters in college basketball, and that's getting into the tournament. And,
it is, really, in the end.
On the court, you know, we could talk about the things you want to see. Again, it quite frankly doesn't matter. You want to see Jalen Jones get out of the funk he's been in, play a little bit better. Courtney Roberson finally playing against another team that doesn't have a good, solid big man. Simeon Bowers is not – he's big, but he's not tall.
Right.
Should have a solid game. You want to see Peyton Allen and Alex Robinson take some steps forward. They struggled a little bit in the last game, although Robinson came on in the second half. You want to see Alex Caruso calm down early on in the game. He put them in a hole a little bit the last few games. But the bigger thing is it's so late in the season, it doesn't really matter. They just have to win is all that matters. So let's go to break, Primo, and when we come back, we're going to give you the kind of where things stand, the Friday rundown of where I think A&M is in relation to the postseason and the big games that could affect that this weekend. We'll talk about those when we come back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
It's that time of year again, truck month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Team of Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock and discounts as deep as $10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s. There's no better time to buy than truck month, and there's no better place than Team of Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with $10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s at Team of Navasota's truck month. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business, with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber, the Brass Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB invite you to a Taste of Aggieland, an Epicurean extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 3rd, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying an evening of entertainment, plus all the food and beverage from your favorite places. What a great way to spend your night. General admission just $25. Premium tickets only $50. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to a Taste of Aggieland, Tuesday, March the 3rd. Call 260-5200 for more details.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drinks only $1. But with your registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Life is simple. Eat, drink, and talk Aggie baseball on Sports Radio, 1150 The Zone.
You want a guy who can bring the bacon. And you want a guy with savoir-faire. Somebody who can take control of it.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. It's a good Spock song there. You like that one?
I don't think I've heard that one.
We had to let that one go a little bit to get to the Spock part.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a boyfriend, what you want is Mr. Spock. I don't even know what that means.
I guess that means they don't want me. I'm not Mr. Spock.
We're back. It's Bloom. It's Primo. You know us by now. You've been listening the whole show. All right. Here's what we do on Fridays. I give you games that could matter for A&M this weekend. And the thing here is that this is a little bit, not by a little bit, I mean a lot, subjective of where I think A&M currently falls. And for example, I think A&M is not as in good a shape as Joe Lunardi does, who has A&M as like a 9 seed right now. I think that's crazy.
Well, right now. but yeah.
I think it's a little high. But I think they're in the upper. I think they're either the one of the worst 10s or the best 11. And so that's kind of where I have them at. So my list on My Aggie Nation on my blog at MyAggieNation.com is kind of based on that, of where I think A&M falls and who they can maybe catch. You know, for example, they're probably out of reach now of teams like Xavier. They're not going to catch them. But and also teams that can catch them. I dropped some teams off of this, like Boise State, because I don't think they're a factor anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can get high enough to catch A&M. And the other big thing, when you start doing this, is to do an exercise like a bracketology or a bubble watch, is to really get a feel for how much better A&M's resume really is than all these teams they're up against. So
right.
They're not as in dire straits as some people think they are. For example, Jerry Palmer over at CBS still has them as one of the first, our last four in, which I think is insane. There's no way that they're down there with UCLA and some of these teams.
Right.
But, you know, that said, here are my games I think that matter this weekend. An interesting one, we'll start with the SEC games that matter. There's only two. Georgia, you probably want to win, doesn't really matter. Ole Miss at LSU might be the biggest game of the weekend.
Can get a double loss.
Well, and what's weird about this is I said yesterday that A&M's ultimate goal for the SEC tournament, I said they would rather be the 6 than the 4 or 5. That's assuming that LSU is the other one. they don't want to be on the same side of the bracket as LSU.
Right.
So if LSU is the four, A&M I think would rather be the six, and if LSU is the five, I think they'd rather be the six because they don't want to play them again. But the reason is because beating LSU a third time doesn't do anything for A&M. So,
well, but who else would they be playing? They'd be playing something worse than LSU.
Well, that's the key. They might be worse than LSU, but it's three teams they haven't beaten. It would be Arkansas, Ole Miss, or Georgia, teams that all beat them. And so I think that would be a much bigger opportunity than beating LSU again.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the potential teams are actually higher than them in the rankings.
Right. And anyway, so I say all that to say that I think A&M fans want LSU to beat Ole Miss tomorrow for a few different reasons. But the main one for now is that it would drop, assuming that A&M beats Auburn, of course, it would drop A&M and Ole Miss out of a tie. Ole Miss would drop down into a tie with LSU and Georgia, and A&M would be one game clear of those teams.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, why wouldn't you want A&M? I mean, am I being dumb guy here? Or I want A&M to be three. I want them to finish third.
That's the best case scenario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying if for some reason they can't pull off third,
yeah,
maybe just for the seeding purposes,
right,
six would be better than four.
Well, it's long-term purposes. It could potentially be better.
But
you're not going to throw games or anything.
Well, what you're describing is a scenario where I view if they go in as a six, they're definitely going to have to win tournament games.
Well,
now.
And it's, yeah, and the other fact is, I said that more as a thought exercise. It would take an odd series of results for A&M to end up sixth.
But it's possible.
Yeah,
well, it is still.
They hold the tiebreak over LSU.
Oh yeah, it's definitely still possible.
Yeah, they hold the tiebreak over LSU, and LSU still has to go to Arkansas. So anyway, long story short, you want LSU to win tomorrow on the surface. The basic reason is because Ole Miss is tied with A&M in the standings.
Yeah, just drop them out.
That's the easy one.
Yeah, give me third place alone.
And this was one that probably doesn't matter, but the fact that they just beat A&M, I think everyone in the SEC is for Arkansas tomorrow against Kentucky.
Yeah, they're kind of reaching that point where the better they are, the better you are as a conference. I think that's true, right?
Well, I think you want Arkansas to beat Kentucky. To say,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm being dumb.
Yeah, to say that, you know, hey, look, Kentucky's not just going to – they didn't cakewalk the whole league. Plus, hey, this team that beat us, you know, if you're an A&M fan, team that beat us at home on Wednesday or Tuesday, you know, just beat the number one team in the country. So I think that's Arkansas, and I think that one's a no-brainer.
I think that would definitely maybe make the SEC just depth-wise look better too.
You want Stanford over Oregon. That is a Sunday night game on FS1. I'm not going to do all of these. I'm just going to do kind of the top five that I think matter.
Right.
I think Stanford over Oregon is one that would help A&M a little bit. Kansas over Texas at 4 o'clock. That one's on ESPN. I told everyone last – I've been saying it for 2 weeks, and now they're there. Someone texted Texas is now on the first four out list.
Yeah, Texas is all but buried.
Yeah.
And the thing is, losing to Kansas might not fully bury them, but winning, if Texas won that game.
Oh, then they're right back. They're fine.
They're so back in, maybe.
Well, whether they belong back in, they'd be back over A&M.
Maybe,
It wouldn't even
It might be that
a road win at the top 10 team. Yeah, no question.
So Kansas can help
Kansas
just keep
there.
Them where they're at.
Someone also texted that A&M's an 11-point favorite tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
Big number.
It is a big number, but
that is a big number for.
Hey, like you said, just have Caruso come out like he can be, and then it's no big deal.
The other big one I think to me, Memphis over Tulsa. You want that one? Tulsa's right there, and they're
34 in the RPI.
Record's real gaudy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones.
Well, you're reaching that point where you kick a team out, another team just comes in, and it really is kind of a case. I mean, I don't want to oversimplify it.
Well, that's the case with Oregon Stanford. Both of those teams are in the mix.
Right. It is a case of we have the steering wheel is in our hands. We control it. So let's steer our way in because once you get to this point. And you're trying to dance around who's on the bubble and who's not.
Yeah.
Well, one team comes off the bubble, another team comes on, and you've got a better handle on it than I do by leaps and bounds. But the big thing you don't want to have happen is if A&M does go backwards and go get closer to that bubble, you don't want other teams coming onto the bubble who have a better resume, obviously.
And for now, and that's kind of why I've been doing this each week, is this is who you're for in multiple scenarios. And some of these can, well, if A&M keeps winning, they can help A&M get a higher seed.
Right.
Some of them, if A&M loses, keeps them behind A&M. And then some of them, like I said, you know, for example, one I put on here is NC State at Boston College. NC State's a team that's ahead of A&M right now in the bubble, probably, at least to me.
Right.
But could fall behind A&M if they lose to a team like Boston College. So, again, there's a few of those different ones on there. Some of them are not going to happen, but I put them on there anyway. Cincinnati's not losing to Tulane, but, you know, I put that one's on there.
Right.
But you can check it out. Again, it's at MyAgNation. It's on my blog on there. Or at AggieSports.com. It's on there also. And you can kind of check that out. But, again, the big ones this weekend. A&M Auburn.
At Reed Arena, man. Win that game. And then the fun thing is you win that game, then you come, you log in on Sunday sometime and check out and see what's the aftermath of Saturday. Because, you know, they update this RPI often. Lenardi on his bracketology updates often.
By the way, and we do this almost daily on the show now to say where A&M stands. But they're, like, the way that ESPN has been doing this in-game drives me
That's
nuts.
Too much. I can't deal. I've already got a headache just trying to.
Well.
I can't do that.
To me, if the game is going on, I want the game to be going on. I don't care about, you know, everything else.
No, it's too much to. You can't. I mean, especially if you are a fan. How could you
got,
even
like,
follow
Joe
that other
Lunardi,
stuff?
Like, in a bunker with his bad toupee, and they bring him on every halftime, and. You know,
Gosh.
They had him at halftime the other day. What would it mean if Texas beats if Texas loses to Kansas? You know, whatever.
Right.
And you're like, one, that's not Texas isn't beating Kansas at Kansas.
We already
coming off a loss to K-State.
Right.
And then two, you don't have to. You could have not watched college basketball all season and just taken a peek at the rankings to know that if they beat Kansas, they're going to be in good shape. You don't need a guy in a bunker and a bad toupee. Anyway, it was driving me nuts this week. We have a little bit of breaking news here. Well, it's not necessarily breaking news. It might already be out there. But Cessna just texted me that we have a result on Jordan Jones, torn ACL and a torn meniscus on Jones.
That's bad.
Not good news there. But that's the word from Cessna on Jordan Jones. So, again, not good news. You know, wish her the best. Hopefully she can
Is it Curtis Knox? Is that her? Am I getting her name wrong? I may be mispronouncing it. It's her chance.
Yeah.
You know, Knox can step up and start growing into A&M's point guard.
Yeah. So, again, tough result there. We're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. So stay with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Bill Oliver at the News Update on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Generations of Texas A&M sports fans and students in the vet school grew up with the voice of Roger Feldman. University announced Dr. Feldman died Wednesday in College Station at the age of 89. Feldman was the public address announcer at Kyle Field for football games and track and field meets for more than 30 years. He also did basketball games at G. Raleigh White, along with vet school graduations for more than 40 years at the Coliseum and Reed Arena. More biographical information's online at WTAW.com, along with details of next weekend's funeral visitation and memorial service. Leonard Nimoy, world-famous to Star Trek fans through a beloved cult TV series and a half-dozen films as the pointy-eared, purely logical science officer Mr. Spock, has died. Nimoy's son Adam says the actor died this morning in Los Angeles of end-stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He was 83. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included a report on this week's meeting of the Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says the Brazos Transit District is expanding services.
The district will be running bigger buses than the small ones that they have had. And they will also be running an express bus from downtown Bryan to A&M and also to Tower Point and then returning from Tower Point. So that will be an opportunity for people to get to work in ways they maybe haven't had before.
Brick also says in the next year and a half, the district will be installing signs at busy locations noting bus times and installing enclosed areas where riders can wait during inclement weather. There's a new district engineer in charge of the Texas TxDOT region based in Bryan. Lance Simmons succeeds Catherine Heil, who recently retired after 5 years leading the 10-county district. Simmons, a Texas A&M graduate, spent the last 11 years in East Texas working out of the district office in Atlanta. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver on Sports Radio, 1150 The Zone.
Join us Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th, for the 2015 Bargain Blitz, benefiting the Junior League of Bryan College Station. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy a pizza dinner, DJ, and a first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview night is $6 for adults and $3 for the kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning. Admission is just $1 and free for kids 12 and under. See you out at the Expo, our new Bargain Blitz location.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone HD.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your play-by-play game plan. Doubleheader of Aggie softball today as the ladies host Boston University at 3 on KAGC 1510 and Illinois State at 515 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The A&M Consolidated girls take on Lumberton at 3:30 and Rudder faces Barbers Hill at 5. Both of those games are on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And Aggie baseball kicks off a three-game series against Dartmouth at 6:30 right here on the Zone. To find out when your favorite teams are on the air next, go to the play-by-play section on zone1150.com. And that's been your play-by-play game plan. I'm Zach Taylor.
Now it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. We think, Primo, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. To tell us what the youth are up to, we've got David Campbell live on the scene. David, what's going on?
National anthem right now. Be with you in a minute.
We hear that.
Yeah, sounds like he's got the national anthem going on. So we'll give David a minute to stand with the national anthem. Primo, it's a busy day around, well, really everywhere, obviously, if we're playing at 3:30 in the afternoon.
The TCal State Tournament is here in town. It's in the Bryan half of BCS. As if there weren't enough already going on, there's a Brazos Valley Baseball Tournament, College Station. Rudder and Bryan are hosting it. But what I was going to say is, as if that weren't enough with tennis matches going on, A&M Consolidated is helping out Waco. Waco had a baseball tournament, kind of ice and snow out. A&M Consolidated said, just bring the leftovers over here. We'll host, we'll put together what we can. And so Consolidated has pitched in to help another town bring in its baseball tournament. So we've got that going on. Aggie basketball Saturday night.
We got a three-game baseball series.
Dartmouth hasn't seen a baseball yet. They're they haven't been on real grass all year.
Yeah.
They're in town to get swept by the Aggie baseball team for three. It's a lot of going on. It's spring.
There we go. We have a lot going on. David, are you with us now?
Yeah, we had the national anthem playing there when you called, and getting set for A&M Consolidated taking on Lumberton in this. At the Campbell Center in the Aldine Independent School District, and it's just about ready for the tip-off of this game. Both teams have been introduced, and we'll have Rudder coming up after this. So it's a doubleheader for local teams as Rudder takes on Barbers Hill in what is a tremendously entertaining game, but pretty good one coming up here right now. They in a Consolidated against Lumberton, coming off a game where they hit 16 three-pointers in the last outing, so we're just about to tip it off with the winners of these games advancing to tomorrow afternoon's championship game, and the winner of that one moves on to state.
Yeah, David, if you can kind of, you know, catch us up on everything else, you know, going on this weekend. We kind of, on Fridays, normally do a reset of kind of where everything stands. You mentioned the games going on there, but what else do we have going on in the area?
Well, Allen Academy is hosting the T-Cal tournament, and that is, they're taking on Connor King's Academy. Just heard from Robert Sesta there, and Allen Academy is leading that game today, 30-11. So they're off to a pretty good start there, and those games are being played in Bryan today, so there's basketball around town. You don't have to go that far to check out basketball. But we've got it really kind of all over the place because, of course, we had a great game last night. I had a triple overtime game that I got a chance to watch last night between Brenham and Bryan. And Bryan came from 13 points down in the fourth quarter to force the overtime. And they went two more overtimes, really a lot of dramatic plays along the way in that game. But Brenham ended up pulling it out 93-91 in that third overtime. So on the athletic department today, I think that they said that was the longest playoff game in Texas high school basketball and since like 2010 when there was a four overtime game. But boy, it was quite a game at Viking Gym last night.
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, following Zach. I think he was calling the game for the zone, and he said it was a pretty wild one. He called it one for the ages. Was it quite that good?
It was a really good game. I haven't seen a lot of games. Well, there were so many big plays made. Yeah, Bryan was down. It's an easy walk away for Bryan. I mean, they're down 13 points in the fourth, and I'm talking about midway through the fourth, just over 4 minutes to go. And everything that Brenham is doing is working. And the big play that kind of got them turned around was a steal at midcourt by Quaylen Newton. Quaylen goes down and does a double clutch dunk. And it just inspired the crowd. Apparently it inspired the Vikings. And back-to-back turnovers by Brenham got Bryan back in it. And they forced the overtime, and there were just all kinds of dramatic plays in the overtime period. One of Bryan's best players, maybe the best player, A.J. Lawson, left the game with an ankle injury just before they began that comeback. He drove inside, picked up a foul outside, and then following through on the play, got tripped up, and he hurt his ankle. He did come back and play in the overtime period, actually played late in regulation. But a lot of that comeback came without their best player on the floor. And I was beginning to wonder at one point whether we were going to get to the point of having JV players playing because there were a lot of fouls as well. Brenham lost two players to fouls, and then Bryan lost two starters to fouls who were two players. Darius Ross went out, and DJ Ross, the two brothers, went out. So it was, it was a pretty dramatic game. Just a lot of incredible stuff happened in that game.
David, tell us about the games that you're at over there. What are we expecting here in the first one and in the next one?
Well, as I said, good outside shooting team. I think in Lumberton, and I think what you're talking about, they in the consolidated team that plays that pretty well because they're a man-to-man team, and so it's a little tougher to get that unless you get a good rotation on the ball, which they just did, but they missed a three-pointer there. They had I think they had 16 in their last game. They had 16 of 24. So it's not like, I mean, I could, you and I might stand at the free throw line and not hit shoot 16 or 24. And that's with nobody guarding it. So pretty incredible performance. There really is a lot going on. The Viking relays are underway right now. They're just getting underway right now. And so that's going on over at Bryan. They're hosting a tennis tournament at Bryan. They're hosting a baseball tournament at Bryan. And that's part of the kind of a three teams at College Station is hosting part of those games, and Water is hosting part of them. And A&M Consolidated didn't have one in town. They were scheduled to go to Waco ISD, but the fields were in bad shape because they got a lot worse weather in Waco than we've had at home in the Bryan College Station area. And so they ended up canceling that game, so they just put together their own tournament. So A&M Consolidated, who I don't think they could have done this a year ago before their field was repaired, but now they've got such good drainage on the field, they were able to host that. They've got a five-team thing over 3 days. And so there's just a tremendous amount going on. Tennis tournament out at College Station as well. And, you know, I haven't even talked about the other playoff games that are coming out. There are other regionals besides this one. And we're just at 2-0 Consol in the early push of this game. But over at Huntsville tonight at Sam Houston State at Johnson Coliseum, Navasota's got a 20-game winning streak, but they're taking on the defending champions, the defending state champions, the La Vega Lady Pirates at 8 o'clock tonight. And then the winner of the Mahaya-Cleveland game, that's a 6:15 start. That will be the team that will take on either Navasota or La Vega in the championship game on Saturday. So some pretty good girls basketball being played there. Now, a lot of girls teams actually still playing. Franklin and East Chambers have a 6 o'clock start in their regional tournament. That's in 3A. And they have Rockdale and Nacogdoches Central Heights in the second game there at 8 o'clock. They're playing at Angelina College. Shams Gym is the name of the place at Angelina. And that's new. They've been playing that in the past at Stephen F. Austin, but they made the move this year. And they, in fact, changed a few of the regional tournaments this year. But that's one of them. And another opportunity where
I think we've lost David. I can't really hear him anymore. We'll go ahead and move on. I want to thank David for calling in. Obviously, as he said, everyone that's not me and you, Primo, the office is empty in the sports department because everybody's out covering stuff.
It's just
today.
A lot of stuff. And what he didn't get to was, I mean, I don't know how well he set it up, but A&M Consolidated and Rudder girls basketball teams are at the regional tournament. They're watching Consol right now. And they've been the best. They split the title of District 18 5A, and they're facing kind of tough tests to get to a meeting where we would have A&M Consolidated and Rudder playing head-to-head for the right to go to state, which we can't remember if we had it in softball last year. We've already seen this happen a time or two. I know we had it 1 year in baseball. It's always a weird situation for us because it's literally the biggest game in town in that sport, but it's never in town. It's always out of town. So we have to go over there and, you know, try to get as many hands on deck as we can. And, you know, Consol and Rudder are one win away from setting up a legitimate kind of crosstown showdown there in Aldine.
Yeah, that's the lesser known of the crosstown showdowns.
We're using that phrase probably improperly, but it's a weird situation. And the thing is, Rudder's facing number 3 Barbers Hill. Now Rudder's good. They've been ranked most of the season or all the season. They're 14th. They're facing the number 3 team in their class though, so there's no easy road to state. And that regional, you know, all the regionals are tough at this time of year. That one may be as tough as any of the other three.
Yeah, gonna be a big weekend. We'll recap it all for you on Monday again. All the guys are out. Check the Eagle, BrazosSports.com, BrazosSports on Twitter. They will have all that stuff all throughout today, tomorrow, and like he said, we've got stuff everywhere. I might have to cover a high school game this weekend.
You may. I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know how that works.
I hope I don't, but I might. You never know. that was today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We're going to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news, get you set for the weekend. So come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil, and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Bird Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Hey, Dorsal!
What is it, Tank?
Want to go on an adventure?
An adventure? Oh, but we're fish.
It's a magical, musical, undersea adventure.
Bubbles, what's going on?
We found a treasure map.
Where? In the Imagine Ocean, Dorsal.
The Imagine Ocean.
Hey, jellyfish, show them.
Your family's invited to Imagine Ocean, the live, glow-in-the-dark undersea musical adventure that's fun for the whole family. Presented by Opus Junior, Saturday, March 28th in Rudder Theater. Sponsored by the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For tickets, call 845-1234.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber, the Brass Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB invite you to a Taste of Aggieland, an Epicurean Extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 3rd, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying an evening of entertainment, plus all the food and beverage from your favorite places. What a great way to spend your night. General admission, just $25. Premium tickets, only $50. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to a Taste of Aggieland, Tuesday, March the 3rd. Call 260-5200 for more details.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone HD.
Tuesday, March 3rd is one of my favorite shows of the year, The Taste of Aggieland. Join Krista and me as we broadcast live from the Brazos County Expo Center. Stop by the broadcast area and watch us eat the great food that area restaurants have prepared for the occasion. If for some reason you can't make it, be sure to tune in Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 6, and you can listen to us eat. What could be better than that? Sports talk and The Taste of Aggieland. Mmm, good. Only on The Zone.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical.
You like that one, Darren?
I do like that.
Welcome back.
Take the case of your
Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Darren Vinson. Rob did a good job today of diving into the internet, finding Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek, and Spock-related songs for us. Of course, if you missed it earlier today, driving around, he was our honorary space news. On Friday, me and Primo do space news, and so today was Leonard Nimoy news.
Good.
So it's been a long
nice tribute.
Yeah, it's been a tribute today to Leonard Nimoy. So I assume there's other things going on in the news, though, Darren.
There are other things I will tell you about. We have some fresh news from Texas A&M. The Yale leaders have just announced that they have decided to hold a new election for the Yale leaders. You know, there was there was an issue over, I think you called it shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
I don't know that it's an official shenanigan. But
what does it take to be an official shenanigan?
Well, there has to be some intent, I think, for it to be a shenanigan.
Oh,
I think this was just, they just didn't realize they weren't counting the votes correctly.
Well, what if the software became self-aware and created its own shenanigans?
Software shenanigans.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm calling it shenanigans. At any rate, the
election that they held for this will only affect the Yale leader elections. The others were all just majority vote. But for the Yale leaders, you got to vote. I heard you explaining this yesterday. You got to vote. You got three votes, so the top three vote getters would be senior Yale leaders, and then there were two votes for junior Yale leaders. So basically, what happened was they weren't counting the second and third votes. They were only counting the person that got the most votes. And so that was brought to someone's attention, and they held a meeting over it. And now they have decided, rather than sort of go back and try to recount and do all that, they're going to have another vote. They haven't set a date for that. There will be no campaigning for it. They're just going to – it's a computer vote, so there'll be one day where students can go on and vote for their top three. And The Yale leaders, they sent out a message this afternoon, sort of explaining the process and their disappointment with the they didn't realize, you know, that it was working this way, or that it wasn't in fact working this way. But but they're going to have, so there'll be another election, and Sam Peschek, who's been following the story all along, will bring
been
us
all
up to
over
date
it.
With yeah. So he'll keep us up to date tomorrow with what's going on with the Yale leader election, and as soon as we find out what the date will be, we'll let you know. And then of course, as soon as we hear the results, we'll tell you who the final vote getters are.
There you go.
We'll also tell you about George R.R. Martin, who was on campus today.
Ooh, yeah.
He's the author of the books that inspired the Game of Thrones HBO series.
Yeah.
You might have heard of him, but he was donating.
We have a Game of Thrones death pool on the show, if you recall, Darren. So we've heard of George R.R. Martin.
He was on campus. He donated a first edition copy of The Hobbit to the Cushing Memorial Library today. And he spoke for about 30, 45 minutes, answered questions. He discussed how his pack rat mentality led him to develop a love of libraries. So we'll give a little bit of information about his donation to the library and Texas A&M's response to it. Of course, they're very grateful. It was the 5 millionth volume for the Texas A&M library system. So,
wow.
We also have, we'll tell you about the Armadillo Dash, which is coming up on Sunday. If you haven't entered, it's probably too late to enter, but you can still participate by cheering on others. But we will tell you, they're expecting some traffic issues. The Armadillo Dash, it's in its ninth year, and it's just grown every single year, and they don't expect this one to be any different. So there's going to be some traffic issues, some crowd issues. So the College Station Police Department is having officers on duty Sunday morning to help with those issues. But again, they'd probably take fans along the route. So we'll tell you about that tomorrow, where the route is, what you need to know if you want to participate, or what you need to know if you just want to avoid the whole thing, where to stay away from. But the Armadillo Dash, it's a benefit for St. Joseph Hospital, so it's a good cause. I believe it starts at Veterans Park and it ends at Veterans Park, or it has in the past anyway.
Okay.
I'll have to read Caitlin's story.
Read the story.
I don't want to give people wrong information.
Yeah.
We'll also tell you about a possible bond issue coming up in College Station. Residents are being encouraged to attend public meetings next month to voice what projects should be on a November bond election. So we'll tell you what the options are. City staff members are anticipating having $45 million to $60 million to spend on projects that are not allotted for in the general budget. The focus is generally on parks and leisure, traffic and facilities, things like that. So we'll tell you about that. And also coming up in Sunday's paper, we will give you a closer look at Texas A&M Regents Chair Phil Adams. We've talked to him about being on the Board of Regents. This is his third term on the board. He expects it to be his last, but he reflects on his time. Of course, he's the local regent, so he's our hometown guy, and we'll tell you what he's learned at his time as a regent and what he expects the future to hold for Texas A&M. Also, we'll tell you about some possible growth in College Station and School District. They are looking at more school buildings by 2017. So the district and the city are actually working together to possibly develop some an elementary, middle, and intermediate schools through some areas that are somewhat undeveloped at the time. I know that one of those areas is around Greens Prairie Elementary School. There's a lot of growth in that area. But the city and the school district are actually teaming up to figure out where they want to go, developing some new areas. It's a little bit unique that I think in the past they've all, they stay in touch, they communicate a lot, but they're all, they're sort of separate. In this case, they are actually talking to one another very, very closely about what direction both the city and the school district need to go. We'll also tell you about a pilot recycling program in College Station where, instead of separating your recycling stuff, you can just put it all in one bucket. It is called the. Let me think of what it's called.
Pop quiz.
Single streaming is what they call it. Just put all your stuff in one bucket.
Okay.
Instead of separating it, it's a pilot program going on in Emerald Forest Park right now. It's a biweekly recycling program. They're going to be participating for 6 months, and then at the end of 6 months, we'll figure out where it's going to go. But it's probably going to expand to other areas of the city. So lots of stuff coming up in the paper. If you miss your weekend paper, remember you can get it at theeagle.com.
We have seen the texts, and we are aware of a report of involving Chavis filing a lawsuit against A&M and LSU, but we haven't been able to look into it because we're sitting here on the air. So we will tell you probably in the paper, I assume, what the deal with that is. And maybe more information will come out before Chip's done. And
maybe a lawsuit against LSU and A&M is a part of that?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It's kind of a complicated deal, so I don't want to misspeak without I haven't seen it, and I don't want to dive into it without knowing the situation. We did get the text. I just want y'all to know that we're on it, but we got a show to finish first. That will be in the paper tomorrow. Also, of course, all the high school action we've been talking about will be there tomorrow. And then this weekend, we haven't even talked about it because it's so busy today, but baseball tries to stay unbeaten, and softball has the Aggie Invitational here this weekend as well. So another big weekend around town. Everybody be safe out there. Should be a fun weekend. We'll be back on Monday. This has been Aubrey Bloom and Darren Benson, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
He loves football. Stank. The Godfather movies.
Not three.
And an icy cold beverage with his friends. You're invited to hang out with Louie. Weekdays 11 to 2 on KCNE and KNDE HD3 College Station Bryan.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Bulls fell a half game behind the red-hot Cavaliers in the Central.